everyone in Midwich woke up eventually, and everything seemed to be all right until a few weeks later, the women in town discovered they were pregnant. Old women, young women, even girls Carol Gerber's age, all pregnant, and the children they gave birth to were those spooky kids from the poster, the ones with the blonde hair and the glowing eyes. Although the movie never said, Bobby figured the children of the damned must have been caused by some sort of outer space phenomenon like the pod people in Invasion of the Body Snatchers. In any case, they grew up faster than normal kids. They were super smart. They could make people do what they wanted, and they were ruthless. When one father tried to discipline his particular child of the damned, all the kids clubbed together and directed their thoughts at the offending grown-up, their eyes glowing, that theremin music so pulsing and strange that Bobby's arms broke out in goosebumps as he drank his Coke, until the guy put a shotgun to his head and killed himself. That part wasn't shown, and Bobby was glad. The hero was George Sanders. His wife gave birth to one of the blonde children. S.J. would have scoffed at George, called him a queer bastard or a golden oldie, but Bobby found him a welcome change from heroes like Randolph Scott, Richard Carlson, and the inevitable Audie Murphy. George was really sort of ripshit in a weird English way. In the words of Denny Rivers, old George knew how to lay chili. He wore special cool ties and combed his hair back tight to his skull. He didn't look as though he could beat up a bunch of saloon baddies or anything, but he was the only guy from Midwich the children of the damned would have anything to do with. In fact, they drafted him to be their teacher. Bobby couldn't imagine Randolph Scott or Audie Murphy teaching a bunch of super smart kids from outer space anything. In the end, George Sanders was also the one who got rid of them. He had discovered he could keep the children from reading his mind, for a little while anyway, if he imagined a brick wall in his head with all his most secret thoughts behind it. And after everyone had decided the children must go, you could teach them math, but not why it was bad to punish someone by making him drive over a cliff. Sanders put a time bomb into his briefcase and took it into the schoolroom. That was the only place where the children, Bobby understood in some vague way that they were only supernatural versions of Jack Merridew and his hunters in Lord of the Flies, were all together.